You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Clock, and as you know, at this time, we look at the major political stories you need to pay attention to. And this one is just an uncomfortable one, isn't it? Yesterday, a press statement was released by the Department of Health. The National Health Minister, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, has issued a stern warning to political parties who try to canvass for votes where? At hospitals. These are political parties who go to the most vulnerable in their most vulnerable state and try and convince them to vote for them. I mean, it's the most, it's frankly not just unethical, it's immoral. He's on the line now, Minister of Health, Dr. Motsoaledi. Very good morning to you. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Bongani, and good morning to the listeners, and thank you very much for having me.
It's extraordinary that you even have to issue this warning. Who's doing this? Which political parties? Name and shame. Yours?
No. I'm not going to name and shame anybody. We just released a statement for political parties to be warned that we want it won't be a good idea for them to go to hospitals to canvass for votes. It happens quite sadly under oversight. You know, it's mostly people, political parties who are in parliament, who say we are going to do oversight in hospital. We want to understand the conditions under which people live. We want to understand the problems there. So we just believe we had to nip it in the bud before it spreads, because then every other political party or every other politician will start thinking about hospital as fair game for political canvassing, and we're just saying it's not going to be allowed.
Look, I don't want to trap you into this, but we have to speak about the realities. We know most of those officials, of course, would be party officials, or at least officials who belong to the governing party, because obviously that's who's in power in most places in the country. But as you say, it's just something that cannot be tolerated, because it puts an extra strain on hospital staff in particular.
Yes, of course, it will put a strain on hospital staff if every member of parliament or every politician gets into hospital and say, please, I'm coming here to find the facts of how you are living, what are the problems, etc. Because then it means hospital staff won't have time to take care of patients, but patients also will be disturbed. Remember, Bongani, people who are in hospital are very vulnerable. Very vulnerable people, and we don't think it is a good idea for them to get disturbed by whatever political party. I'm hearing you mentioning the ruling party. This applies to all political parties, by the way. If members of the ruling party who have got the direct job to do in the hospital, like myself, go there, it's not because I'm going there as ANC. I'll be going there as a Minister of Health, or people who are MECs will be going there as MEC
sure.
for Health.
Sure, but I mean, that's a point. That's the difficulty. Many of these people will say that's exactly what they're doing. They're not going there to canvass, but obviously if they're seen in those hospitals, wink, wink, you know, it becomes a very fine line, doesn't it?
No, there are processes and procedures. You are aware, Bongani, that in every parliament, there's a portfolio committee whose work is oversight over public institutions. If the portfolio committee today consisting of political parties, and that is in the statement, if they say we are going to visit the hospital for oversight, there's no way we can stop them. And that's why the statement exclusively mentioned that if they go through normal channels, which have been established by democracy, that as an elected leader, I can go and do oversight in a hospital. That cannot be stopped. But we are saying it must happen through normal channels, through the portfolio committee. If an individual who is a member of parliament and belonging to a political party, on the other hand, believes they want to go there alone outside the portfolio committee, then we said they must write to the MEC and give reasons why they should go there. It can't just be free for all. That's all we are seeing in that statement.
All right. Whilst I have you on the line, Dr. Motsoaledi, let's talk about something else now. Load shedding is the current nightmare we're all facing in the country at the moment. How is it affecting hospitals and the impact on hospitals, particularly, of course, on those people who are on life support, for example?
Well, you remember, Bongani, that this is not the first time. There was some road shedding some 4 years ago or so. And we wrote to ESCOM at that time to ask them if they can exempt hospitals from load shedding. And we were told with no uncertain terms that no, hospitals are not going to be exempted, they will be affected. So we put together at that time a team of engineers who visited all the hospitals and health centers in the country and mapped out what type of alternative power is needed. And so we bought generators. Some hospitals, the engineers recommended one, others two generators, others five, depending on the size. And we even then issued a template written by those engineers that each and every hospital, this is how they must maintain their generators. There must be a special person whose job is it to check the fuel in the generator, to check the level, to try and kickstart it at least once a week to make sure that it's working. And I've just sent a message, I think it's about 3 weeks back, to MECs to remind them about that, to be on their tender hooks, that they must make sure that they take care of those generators. So up to so far, we have not had any disaster.
So no patient has basically been affected in any of our hospitals nationally. Is that what you're saying?
Well, up to now, we haven't had anything. If they get affected, it will be because they never followed that template about what to do with generators. At the moment, I'm the only thing that worries us is that generators, some of them, could not generate power forever. They do get into problems after some hours, and so we need to be more vigilant to make sure that if power generation, if ESCOM electricity is absent for a long time, then we take extra steps, because some of the generators are just there for a few hours.
All right, and let's hope all of those generators are being well maintained. We'll leave it there with the Minister of Health, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, warning officials not to use hospital visits and oversight visits at hospitals as opportunities to campaign. I hope all political parties, and I certainly hope his, is listening.